By now, you should be working well with your ribcage expansion, and your jaw should not be bobbing up and down during the vocal exercises. With this tape, we will be specifically developing the strength of your sound across your range. Every sound will be direct and full. Each exercise will help you handle the elements necessary to achieve this strength. The second side of the tape deals with exercises that build volume without force. Continue to work with each vowel as though you were talking it. Your tongue movement shapes the acoustic chamber within your mouth so that each vibration can bounce in a particular pattern. The movement of your tongue does not make your sound, nor does it make your vocal folds make the sound. As you know, there are physical and mental aspects that can hang you up in singing. For example, thinking that the sound is up high. This idea tends to force out too much air and cause your throat to tighten. Even if your ribcage is expanded, it will do that. It all starts with this thought, or hidden concept, that, oh, this sound is too high for me to make. And going for it still, the singer, as though standing on tiptoe, is saying to someone, invisible but hovering just at ceiling level, oh, please, just for a moment, lend me that pitch. It's as though that sound doesn't belong to the singer, and it ends up sounding that way. It would be a completely different and happier story if that way of thinking about the pitch was not present. Your sound is your sound. You own it. It's not something that you need to borrow from someone else. It comes from your body. I want to help you to release any ideas of up and down, of reaching for pitches as you sing. For this reason, it can still be very helpful to continue directing your attention to your ribcage expansion while working with this tape, even though you have most likely passed the point of having any difficulty keeping it expanded. Keeping your attention on your ribcage will take your attention off of pitch direction and so help remove anxiety and throat tension while producing full sound throughout your range until you're accustomed to this new way of thinking. The first three exercises on this tape are excellent warm-up exercises. You can use them just before a gig and really warm up your voice. As well, it will also help to set the groundwork for the whole purpose of this tape, which is to be able to work with better volume. However, as you're doing the exercises, only allow natural volume to come out. Don't force your volume, as always.